Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of December, 2009. It is Christmas Day. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Sir Walter Scott wrote, "'Twas Christmas broached the mightiest ale, 'twas Christmas told the merriest tale. A Christmas gamble oft could cheer the poor man's heart through half the year." Dylan Thomas wrote about Christmas Day, "It was always snowing, white as Lapland, though there were no reindeers, but there were cats, patient, cold, and callous, our hands wrapped in socks. We waited to snowball the cats. We were so still, Eskimo-footed Arctic marksmen in the muffling silence of the eternal snows, that we never heard Mrs. Prothero's first cry from her igloo at the bottom of the garden. 'Fire!' cried Mrs. Prothero, and she beat the dinner gong, and we ran down the garden with the snowballs in our arms toward the house, and smoke, indeed, was pouring out of the dining room, and the gong was bombulating, and Mrs. Prothero was announcing ruin like a town crier in Pompeii. This was better than all the cats in Wales standing on the wall in a row. Something was burning, all right. Perhaps it was Mr. Prothero, who always slept there after midday dinner with a newspaper over his face. But he was standing in the middle of the room saying, 'A fine Christmas,' and smacking at the smoke with a slipper. 'Call the fire brigade,' cried Mrs. Prothero as she beat the gong." And it was Irving Berlin who wrote, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white." On this day, 1666, Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary, "Christmas Day, lay pretty long in bed, and then rise, leaving my wife desirous to sleep, having sat up till 4 this morning, seeing her maids make mince pies. I go to church, where our parson Mills made a good sermon, then home, and dine well on some good ribs of beef roasted and mince pies, only my wife, brother, and Barker, and plenty of good wine of my own, and my heart full of true joy and thanks to God Almighty for the goodness of my condition at this day." Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson entitled "December." A little girl is singing for the faithful to come, ye joyful and triumphant, a song she loves, and also the partridge in a pear tree, and the golden rings, and the turtle doves. In the dark streets, red lights, and green and blue, where the faithful live, some joyful, some troubled, enduring the cold and also the flu, taking the garbage out and keeping the sidewalk shoveled. Not much triumph going on here, and yet there is much we do not understand, and my hopes and fears are met in this small singer holding onto my hand. Onward we go, faithfully, into the dark, and are there angels singing overhead? Hark." A sonnet by Gary Johnson entitled "December," used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.